Governor Rick Scott appears to be fulfilling his campaign promise to get right to work and run Florida's government like a business. He's wasted little time stacking his new administration with some controversial appointments like Billy Bazette, who now heads the Department of Community Affairs. Bazette's a former executive with the St. Joe Company, which owns close to 600,000 acres in northwest Florida. It's not just environmentalists who are uncomfortable with the idea of a developer overseeing growth management. Ron Littlepage is an op-ed writer with the Florida Times Union. He says Bazette's appointment should make people a little nervous. Rick Scott had barely been sworn in as governor when he announced the appointment of Billy Bazette to head the Department of Community Affairs. Bazette is a former executive with the St. Joe Company, which now owns about 580,000 acres in northwest Florida. It's not just environmentalists who are uncomfortable with the idea of a developer overseeing growth management. Ron Littlepage is an op-ed writer for the Florida Times Union.
He is was employed by one of the biggest developers in the state, the St. Joe Company. And then, and as you know, if you follow that company, they did a lot of development in the Panhandle. They're the second largest landowner in the state. And much of that development has not been good for the environment in the Panhandle, especially the environmentalists have complained a lot about the airport that was built at Panama City and destroyed some wetlands and things like that.
The St. Joe Company has been buying up rural property since its creation in 1936. Its corporate profile states the company is committed to bringing high-quality growth to the last best part of Florida. The most recent thing the developer did bring to Panama City was a controversial airport. That's when Linda Young, president of the Clean Water Network of Florida, first came up against the new head of the DCA.
My organization was working with local citizens who were opposed to the destruction of one of the most pristine estuaries left in the entire Gulf of Mexico for the site of a new airport. And Billy Bazette spearheaded that effort by St. Joe to get that airport funded and approved.
To win that approval, Bazette promised to set aside some 41,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land, which Young says has yet to be donated to the public. She credits Bazette's predecessor at the DCA, Tom Pelham, with doing the best job he could given the administration he had to work with, and is weary of what will happen to Florida under Bazette's rule.
I think he did the best he could to try to provide some guidance and leadership and direction in Florida. To go from him to Billy Bazette, that is a huge step down, in my opinion. You know, to put someone who has a long history as a developer, to put someone like that in charge of such an important agency in a place like Florida, which really needs some guidance and direction, you know, as it moves forward into this century. The only way I could think of to describe it is as a very cruel joke.
Governor Scott also won Senate approval last week for his pick to head the Department of Environmental Protection, defense contractor Herschel Vineyard. Prior to his appointment, Vineyard was a director for BAE Systems Southeast Shipyards in Jacksonville. The Florida Progressive Coalition writes that the bulk of Vineyard's legal work seems to be based around the idea of helping business navigate around environmental regulation and says this appointment should give people pause. Ron Littlepage of the Florida Times Union agrees.
Well, I'll say this. The company that he has worked for has a fairly good environmental record as far as shipbuilders go. Herschel Vineyard is also an environmental lawyer, but his environmental lawyering has been done in defending polluters. So once again, you couple that with Governor Scott's pledge to do away with a lot of regulations, some of which protect our environment, just makes you nervous.
Governor Scott has suggested creating what he calls a growth leadership agency by doing away with both the DCA and DEP and merging their responsibilities with the Florida Department of Transportation. Linda Young with the Clean Water Network refers to the merger as a mega mafia. She cites a recent federal report on improper payments made by the Federal Aviation Administration. Topping the list was a $7 million payment to the Bay County Airport Authority in Panama City that that Young says the FDOT was well aware of.
The Florida DOT knew full well that they were getting money from the federal government and passing it down to that airport illegally. And when it was happening, we were sending them letters all the time. And local people in Bay County were going to airport authority meetings and saying, this is illegal what you're doing. And they just thumbed their nose at us and said, we don't care. What are you going to do? You know, they're corrupt. They're broken and they're corrupt. And the fact that the governor wants to roll them all into one big fat enchilada and feed them to the developers, I mean, it's hard to be optimistic about that.
A recent editorial in the Tampa Tribune says history will judge the two men Rick Scott has entrusted with Florida's future, as well as the governor, harshly if they are concerned only with the short-term profits of select enterprises. However, the Tribune says if Bazette and Vineyard find ways to improve the regulatory process without compromising public safeguards, they will deserve the gratitude of business interests and environmentalists alike. For WMNF News, I'm Lisa Marzilli.